Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to the first ever EverardCast. That's right. It's me, Everardo, intern for My Gorgeous Son podcast. I've spun out into my own podcast. And it's this one. This is the official first episode. Very excited to launch this. But before we do, I just want to say something about stamps.com. If you need to go to the post office still, you can. You don't have to, and you can buy stamps.com.
Can I give a little shout out to my favorite sponsor?
Yes, you can. And we'll get to you in just a second, your introduction.
Trampstamps.com. Come on.
Come on, man.
Hey, you know. Trampstamps.com.
We are...
Pointing to singles in your area. Is that too rude?
For those listeners wondering who that is my podcasting intern.
Cool caveman.
Caveman?
Yeah, I'm the caveman.
Okay. Is that like your pod? Is that just like your podcasting name? Is that your real name?
Or I like to keep my real identity slightly anonymous because you never know. You know, you got to be careful with just putting out your real stats on the internet. So I like to keep it down low and too slow.
Okay. That is something I wish I had learned at Ryerson Podcasting School before I gave out my real cell phone number on this other podcast that I do.
Oh, they'll get you, man. They'll pipe a chemtrail right up your ass at night if you're not careful, my man.
Oh, my God. I'm getting nervous now.
Don't be.
So, for those wondering, I reached out to... Sorry, what was your name again?
Caveman? Cool, caveman.
Caveman. Okay, I thought it was Cape Man for a second, yeah. Which was confusing because you're not wearing a cape.
Am I not?
No.
And now I slowly undress and reveal.
Okay, yeah.
I've got a skin cape, my man.
Yeah, it seems to be like a fleshy flap coming out of your back.
Doctors do not know exactly what it is, but they call it a skin cape. Or they have allowed me to call it that. And It serves no real purpose, but it's a little bit of an oddity that I used to be self-conscious about, but now I own it.
No, there's no reason to feel self-conscious about it. I think it's cool that it looks like a giant empty scrotum hanging out of your back.
Hey, easy, easy, easy.
I'm just teasing. It does look like scrotum skin, to be completely frank with you. And quite honest, I'm going to have to ask you to put your shirt back on.
I will put it back on. Yes. And I will tell you one thing about my skin cape that resembles scrotum skin. Yep. If you flick it, it hurts also so much.
Okay. That is
similar to balls.
Well, I hope no one flicks it.
Me too.
Is that a spoiler for this end of podcast? Hopefully not.
That's what Chekhov says.
Yeah.
If you introduce a scrotum-like skin cape in Act 1, it's got to get flicked in Act 5 or 3.
True. Yeah, I read that in a writing book, I think.
Chekhov.
Okay, yeah. So you responded to my Buns call to arms for a podcasting intern.
Yeah. I traded you 2 Subway tokens for the opportunity to intern on your podcast for no less than 1 episode.
Yes, and you know, we'll see by the end of this episode, maybe we could get a good partnership going, because...
To quote the man, the myth, the legend, this looks like the start of a beautiful friendship.
Wow, who said that again?
I believe it was Bogey himself, Humphrey, from the Casablanca.
That's beautiful, I love that.
Love that film, I love old film.
My favorite old film has gotta be probably The Dark Knight.
I feel
technically
you.
It's old.
I love it when he grabs the falafel crook by the foot and says, "Pray to me."
Yeah, that was very cool.
Do you remember that? A lot of people remember "Pray to me," but not a lot of people remember how rude that guy just was to the falafel guy when he bought his falafel at the falafel stand. Or I don't know if it was a falafel. It was probably like more of like a dooner. But he was schwarm.
To be honest, I'll have to rewatch it. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't even think that's part of the movie.
That's 100% part of the movie. I believe he's a crooked cop.
You know what?
Kind of got a hangdog appearance. Hear me out. He approaches some form of shawarma falafel stand, and he buys a wrap. Let's just agree it's a wrap.
Wait, who are we talking about? Batman himself or Joker?
Neither. No, in The Dark Knight. Oh, it's a bad guy, but like low level.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then it's right before Batman hooks his foot and tells him, "Pray to me."
Okay.
You remember that, right?
He says, "I don't remember it."
What? And you remember when he gets zipped up and then Batman looks in his face? Well, he doesn't say, "Pray to me." He says, "Swear to me."
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now
that was the key.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be better if he said, "Pray to me."
It would be nice.
I didn't do anything.
Batman
I prayed to God.
Could be like a god. Like an angry god.
Is he not? A vengeful god.
Yeah, who beats up homeless guys.
Greatest Batman villain on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Sewer guy. Anytime Batman's running through the sewers, he's like, "Hey, this is my territory."
Yeah. A lot of people don't remember that from the old Batman cartoon. They had to plumb the depths for a lot of wild villains. There was decent dentist. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
He was like, he cleaned your teeth too hard.
Yeah.
And you're like, how?
And you came out of me like, what? Was that necessary? He'd be like, "You have a cavity." And you did.
Yeah.
But the way he said it was not necessary.
He'd laugh for like 15 minutes and be like, "All right, well, how much is that going to be then?" And he'd be like, "Well, $1,000. You're like, okay, tough but fair.
Worst Batman villain on 3. 1, 2, 3. Dingo ate baby.
Dingo. Is that the dingo? And in his stomach, there's like a like a Krang-like face, but it's a baby who he just ate?
Yeah, it was an ill-advised crossover with Australian news in the early 90s, I believe, late 80s. And it was based on the dingo ate my baby story that was going around. And so Batman plumbed that. And made a villain, Dingo Baby, with Dingo as the body controlling Baby as the brains in the belly. But because it's a sort of a four-legged creature, the baby was usually just facing the ground. And a lot of comedy came out of that with the baby saying, "Turn so I can see him." And then Batman would say things like,
"It was like, I feel weird punching this baby."
Yeah, Batman was, he'd say that.
Yeah.
You know, so I,
weird
I don't,
stuff.
I don't
weird,
like this. Do era. I hit the dog or the baby? Neither of these options feels great.
Yeah, and the citizens in Gotham would be like, what are you doing? Please stop punching that dog in the face and that baby.
Yeah.
And that's why it was canceled.
Yeah, that's when Batman's character was going through that sort of Woody Allen movie phase where he would sort of stammer out excuses that no one wanted to hear. He was a bit too self-aware.
Yeah. Batman would be like walking under like a bridge in Gotham and be like, wow, I love this city.
This that was a good impression.
Like smooth jazz music playing and be like, wow, my city's so dirty.
Oh my God. That impression's blown my mind, man. I've been working on Paddington. Do you want to hear my Paddington?
I'd love to, yeah.
Just like give me a situation that one should have an angry or sort of a personal reaction to that's sort of negative. Like a hard situation.
Okay, someone just found out they were fired.
Maybe Paddington's getting fired?
Paddington's getting fired.
All right. Oh, dear. I suppose I'm being fired. All right. Well, one must go through different experiences in life. And thank you for the opportunity. Farewell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Is that all right?
I've never seen Paddington, but I guess there's no way of knowing if that was good or not. But
it sort of started out as C-3PO a little bit, but I think it crept into Paddington. Paddington's
and this is
like
a children's movie?
Paddington's not, like, funny at all. Sometimes they give him a punchline, but then that punchline's like, you kind of said that too soft. But that's not what it's about. Paddington just kind of rolls
about
with the punches.
Sad bear.
He's kind of a melancholy bear who looks on the bright side of life, but not in a cloying way. And he's kind of zen. But he's partly zen because he's so naive. But his naivete leads to not getting caught up in the, you know, the more annoying aspects of life that you should be able to get past. He's sort of a Winnie the Pooh quality.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like Paddington pisses me off for no reason at all. I don't know why I'm angry now thinking about him. We get it, all right?
I mean,
let's
you
go, Paddington.
You don't know anything about him beyond that
I
one thing
know
I said.
Him.
But yeah, I can see how that would just rankle you. You're already pissed off. It just took too long to get out a simple thought. Is that what it was?
I don't know. He's always like wearing that coat and that little hat. I'm like, I don't know why. I think British, like his, something about him just pisses me off, and I don't know.
There's nothing the British love more than just the fantasy of someone who doesn't get caught up in the bullshit.
Yeah.
Because all of them do. Like, every single British person would be like, oh, I'm being fired. Oh, wasn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the high class like Brits. Whereas the low class ones would be like, fucking.
Let's go.
Bottle him.
I think it's because he reminds me of Rupert, and I hate Rupert. Rupert? Is that the bear?
No,
that
you
little white British bear?
You said it right first, then you changed it to being wrong. It's Rupert. Why did you change it to Rupert?
I couldn't remember.
You forgot if it was the word the name you've heard before, or a new name? That doesn't make any sense. You forgot?
Yeah, because you know how like British spelling, like they're like center and like sometimes it's like E-R or R-E.
Yeah, but not in names. Not in names.
Well, I thought maybe.
It's not like Peter or Petra.
Maybe that's why I got so pissed off about it, because I thought his name was Rupert.
Let me work this soundboard that I brought in for you, and that's what pisses Ev off.
Yeah, that's a great... Thanks for bringing that soundboard, by the way.
Feel free to tweet into the My Gorgeous Son Twitter account, the podcasting network that is the umbrella station under which Ev's Turn is broadcast.
That's true.
And you can tweet the things that piss you off, and we'll read them live on air.
Yeah, send them in, hashtag piss me off or something.
Yeah, hashtag piss me off. We should introduce your guest, Ev, because he's sitting here so politely.
That's true. Thank you for sitting here. We have kept you here for a long time now, and we are just about to get to you until we get to one more word from our sponsor, which is Squarespace websites. You can do websites using Squarespace, and everyone who listens to podcasts needs a website.
This is We don't have sponsorship, but you're just doing real commercials.
Well, I'm hoping that maybe they'll catch on and be like, oh, they're already doing it. Maybe we'll throw some money their way.
Well, in the spirit of that, may I shout out a second sponsor that I hope to have?
Yeah, please.
TrampStampSpace.com. If you need your website about your tramp stamp, the one you love to have.
Beautiful templates.
I've heard of tramp stamps, but I got a lady in the tramp stamp. How's that? It's on my lower back. It's two dogs sharing spaghetti.
Yeah, the spaghetti's kind of like across your back, like a beautiful design.
But it, like, the spaghetti goes into text between their mouths, and the text spells baby.
Nice. I've been thinking about getting a Tasmanian devil tattoo, where he's like lifting weight, and he's like lifting so much weight, but the barbell's like bent.
Oh, I love that.
He's like so strong. All right, so it's time to get to our guest, our first guest, first ever guest on
Ev's Turn
podcast.
You turn me right round, right round, Ev's Turn.
Thank you. So I met this person at the Ryerson Flea Market, and I was there looking for a kind of like a purse type thing. And I came across their stand, and I said, this person is so interesting, I have to have them on my podcast that I have to record in half an hour. And so it's with my pleasure to introduce Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, Steve.
What's
how's
up,
it going?
It's going great. Loved hearing your takes on Batman. I've never seen the film myself.
Never seen any Batmans.
No. The ex-wife wasn't a fan.
Oh, wow.
So I was not a fan.
Oh, we're about to hard launch into my favorite genre material, ex-wife.
Nice.
Give us the rundown, Steve. Give us a little background.
Well, the thing is, she left me at the aisle. And...
Damn.
Yeah, damn, you know? But I don't think about it much.
So may I say, that does not make her a wife. That makes her a fiancé. Who left before the wife process was commenced.
A lot of people bring that up, but I just find wife a bit easier on me. It's just feels better.
Okay.
So I just keep it to wife.
Sort of gins up more sympathy.
Okay. But she was never married to you.
No.
Because she left you at the aisle.
Yeah.
My ex-wife left me at the aisle also, but... It was when we were renewing our vows.
Oh, damn. Well, you can't... You risked it.
So she wanted to redo them.
It's true. Basically.
You should have just kept it as it was.
That's true. In hindsight, I was like, shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I really messed that up.
Well, my art might interest you then. It's a kind of a narrow audience that I reach out for, but as you know...
Yeah, that's true. I did see you at the flea market. You were selling all sorts of crap.
And, yeah.
If you would like to describe what this kind of knickknacks and little junk that you would give someone on their birthday or something.
Oh, he's getting a Bill Burr anger going for this flea market material.
And if you could describe it, I thought it was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much. So most of my art is like wedding ring based, usually two wedding rings together, kind of smashed, and
whoa,
just different
sweet.
Mediums. And none
the,
of it...
The different mediums being two different wedding rings.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But sometimes like clay, I do a lot of clay work, sometimes string, paint, body work even.
Oh shit, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I just think it for me, like, it's got nothing to do with my ex-wife. It's just this new art form that I found to be a cool expression of nothing I've got going on.
Oh, wow. You're coming in dark on yourself.
No, am I?
Yeah, that's, and if you haven't seen Batman, let me just tell you, that would fit right in with the Bat universe.
You think?
That kind of dark, like, anger, sort of self-loathing that gets channeled into, in Batman's case, crime fighting, and in your case, what sounds like lovely art.
Yeah, it's really lovely. It's really lovely art. And anyone can do it, and if you, especially if you have a broken marriage, and it doesn't need to affect your art, but it will. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, so how long have you been doing this art?
I've been doing this now for 7 years.
Oh, tight.
7 years.
Tight.
Since a long 7 years, yeah. Yes.
And that's since your wife.
Yeah. To the,
well,
pretty
not
much
really
to
your
the,
wife, but this
my
person
wife,
who left
yeah.
You.
It's to the day to the day of my wedding that I started. I just picked up a piece of clay. I walked out of there. I didn't take my suit off or anything.
You had clay at your wedding.
Yeah, I had it. I had it just like for the kids to play with.
Oh, sweet.
Just like for kids to put their hands in and whatever. My grandma loves clay. But I swiftly picked that up. I was like, you guys can...
You had a block of sort of wet clay.
Yeah, okay. I did. And I had the clay oven there as well.
Oh, you had a kiln.
I had a kiln, yes.
At the wedding?
At the wedding, yeah.
Wait, is it in a church?
Yeah, but kind of like a church in a forest, like a...
Church in a forest.
It was kind with of, a kiln.
Yeah, like sort of like Snow White-esque.
Okay, is there a church this does sound like in a witch's Snow White.
Wedding? No, but if you can picture the bricks in Snow White, a very bricky movie, a lot of bricks over at this church, kiln.
There's a lot of bricks in Snow White?
In my memory, yeah.
In my memory.
In my memory, there's a lot of... And your wedding did have a lot of bird servants.
It did servants, have a lot of bird of servants, yeah.
Bringing you like kind of hors d'oeuvres, barfing you up at the table.
How do you know this?
Well, we got to talking at the stand.
Yeah, I have this big write-up, too, beside all of the pieces of art, just describing what my wedding was like. And
that would be my ideal belt.
Oh, a bird? Birds?
Would be a bunch of tiny birds holding strings attached to my big pants.
Yeah.
And just flying so hard all day.
They'll do that for you.
And then here's me walking around with that. Sorry. I know it's loud. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Covered in shit.
I don't have I'm covered in bird shit all over my pants.
And feathers.
Yeah.
Wait, so the birds are pulling the strings tight? Like it's not, they're not tying
it. They're holding your pants.
Yeah. Up. They're like, picture the strings in the bird's little claws or beaks.
Oh, each belt loop is in the bird's mouth and they're flying to lift.
It's like the strings attached to the belt loop. Yeah. Okay, and then they're holding the string and they're all flying up, 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 up.
Oh,
they're all straining against the weight of it.
And every day they're like, we can make them fly, guys. And then you never do.
Yeah. They think they're trying to make me fly. Yeah. They don't realize they're just holding my pants up for society's sake.
For all of us.
That's, wow,
I would like to return to the subject of the clay you had at your wedding.
Yeah, so it's kind of a Eastern European tradition, my wife's side of the family, to bring clay.
So it wasn't your idea. It was your wife's idea that your mother, grandmother, also loved.
She loved.
So you came together on your sort of family love of clay.
Yeah, I had a really tight family. Right now, I'm definitely, I would say, estranged, but we were really close, all of us, both sides. My wife got really along well with my grandma, but things are different now. I got a lot of clay to myself.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Sick.
It's really awesome. Yeah. The way my, you never know which way your life's going to go. And I think mine's taken a fine turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not. You got your clay business. Yeah, and your knickknacks.
It's really, I think, doing pretty well at the Ryerson fair.
Yeah. But, I mean, so how much do you sell this stuff and people
I
buy
do.
This?
No, no. But I do sell it.
Okay. This piece that you've brought here.
Yeah.
It seems to be a clay groom,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of like pissing, and there's a beautiful clay work on the stream of piss.
Thank you.
On a broken wedding ring.
Well, the thing is, I have to be honest with you guys, people don't buy this stuff.
Oh, yeah. May I say that you could do some text work on this stream of pee that you've molded out of clay and possibly have it say baby.
Well, that might look kind of good.
I think it might.
Maybe it would help sell.
Yeah, I'll do anything for a sale. I actually, you know, I'm 52.
Oh shit!
And I didn't want to go to Ryerson, but I was having a whole hard time getting into any other flea markets around the city.
Right.
They've got a strict.
You need a degree at
you
this
do.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is just really, it's been a blessing. For
yeah.
me.
Speaking of pee, this is my favorite segment. Things you've seen the bumper sticker of Calvin peeing on.
Right. Yes. So, my favorite, the best Calvin sticker. I've seen so many. I think the one that I like the best is he is peeing on a John A. Macdonald, the Prime Minister of Canada.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, cool. I don't even know who this fucking guy is, but he's on the $10 bill and I hate his ass.
Yeah.
And he does say that.
Yeah. It's a speech bubble. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, well, a lot of people would say that's not in character for Calvin to speak in that way.
Wow.
But then a lot of people, you know, think they know better than Bill Watterson, who created that bumper sticker and every Calvin bumper sticker.
Which was your favorite Calvin?
My favorite Calvin is Calvin peeing onto Hobbes's sleeping face, and then Hobbes looks terrified, and then Bill Watterson himself is leaning into that bumper sticker, like a sticker version of Bill Watterson, and he's holding a pen like he's been drawing this, and then he's got a speech bubble that says, "You mad?"
I love that one. That's amazing.
That's my favorite one.
I like the, which one is, have you, yeah, do you have a favorite Calvin?
Yeah, there's this one, he always parks in front of the market, and it's, he's peeing into a black hole, and then the pee's coming out of a black hole behind him and hitting him in the back of the head.
Oh nice. My God.
Yeah.
Loop-de-loop.
Yeah, I love that.
I love, that's kind of reminds me of my actual favorite Calvin bumper sticker, which is kind of like a parody of that Kim Kardashian magazine cover.
Uh-huh.
But instead of a champagne bottle, he's like kind of peeing into the air, and it's like peeing onto his own big butt.
Wow. Yeah.
He broke the internet with that.
Yeah.
I like the one. It's like all of the famous human rights activists in history with their faces in the clouds, kind of like their faces are kind of looking down.
Yeah. And then, they're kind of like Calvin Scott in Lion King.
Yeah. And then like, Calvin's got like 8 dicks and he's pissing on all of them equally. And all of them are kind of squinting. And then you can see a sticker of Bill Watterson leaning in and he's saying, "You mad?"
Calvin is so bad.
Yeah.
Calvin's bad in stickers.
For sure. I feel like he's gone through something.
Yeah. I used to have a Calvin sticker on my notebook growing up, but it was a scratch and sniff. If you scratched it and sniffed it, you know what it smelled like?
Piss.
Oh,
wow.
It was weird how like everyone, no, even though no one's really like tasted piss, but they like they know it when they smell it.
Oh yeah. And then if you open that notebook, it was kind of like a pop-up kind of situation, like one of those like cards that sings if you open it.
Yeah.
But instead, if you open it, it's just Bill Watterson's voice, and you know what he was saying? You mad?
Bill Watterson. I didn't know Bill Watterson was so such an edgelord.
He's the original edgelord. Wow. Yeah. He created
the bad boy, the modern bad boy.
Yeah, the Reddit subthread modern bad boy.
Have now, you ever thought of making, maybe selling a Calvin statue?
That actually could work for me. I think I kind of, I don't, do I look, I feel like I look like Calvin a bit.
Yeah, you, I mean, for a 52-year-old man, I was going to say, you've got the spiky blonde hair and 4 foot something stature of a young boy.
Thank you so much. My blonde hair has been a point of pride for me. So yeah, I could see myself making a statue like that for sure.
Because I'm not going to lie, this current stuff that you're doing, I don't know if it's working.
Well, no, it's not working, but that's like what expression is, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't do it to make sales.
I don't. And in fact, I almost do it not to make sales.
Oh!
What's is that?
We're getting a call on the bat fur.
Okay. This is my co-host from another podcast that I do.
Hello?
Hey. What's
Hi.
Up? How's it going?
Good. What's going on? You want me to call you? What's up?
Yeah. Where are you, man?
I'm in Prague.
Prague?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm in Prague, Czech Republic. Yeah.
What are you even doing there?
I'm on vacation. I told you I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So I can't record my gorgeous son.
Damn. Okay. Well, that's fine, because I'm recording my own thing. What's there to do in Prague?
Well, I am I on the clock? Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. I decided to go to Europe with my girlfriend. We wanted to get away for 2 weeks and just sort of do a whole trip. We went to Vienna. We're going to Prague, and then we're going to go to Budapest. So
Budapest. That's my favorite.
Yeah, Budapest. Who is this guy?
The Caveman.
That's Caveman.
AKA Caveman. Ev's new intern via the Buns Podcasting Zone.
That's true. He's just this guy I met on Buns Podcasting Zone. He's helping me out record. He's kind of figuring out all your tech crap for me.
Yeah, I'm sort of a tech whiz, and my man Silent Bob is good at that also. So we're sort of hacking your stuff and checking your room and sweeping it for bugs. You got bugs in your room, man. I think your dad's been spying on you for real.
You're in my room?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to record my podcast. I don't have my own gear. What else am I supposed to do?
Really comfy bed.
Room?
Really comfy bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Steve really took a Goldilocks approach to the house here, found the comfiest bed, and has just been laying it.
He did say your bed was just right.
It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, you got a nice bed, bro, for a boiler room.
Steve, what?
Steve's this guy who sells this crap down at the market, and he's a guest on our podcast.
Yeah. Can I give you a piece of advice there, Andy?
Okay.
You're going to want to get off that vacation soon, because it never goes well with your girlfriend. She's just going to find out stuff about you.
Oh, Steve's talking about Andy, but Steve's talking about Steve.
I'm just saying, you're going to want to end. You just want to get home, get back into the routine. That's my only advice.
Listen to Steve.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Steve. Thank you, but this is on speakerphone right now, and my girlfriend Azza is actually in the room with
me.
Oh, shit.
That's the whip sound effect.
Yeah, she's just... Yeah, maybe... What? Well, it's a whip? Oh, that means a whip. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know how to translate that to chat.
We're both in a very small room. She can't leave. So...
Wow, you're not letting her leave?
Whoa, yeah. Whoop, whoop. Let her leave, bro.
Yeah.
We can't leave. It's a very small room. There's nowhere for her to go. We just got to Prague.
I'm just saying, book your flights home.
That's a good way to do it, man. If your normal room is a boiler room and you travel abroad for a little vacay, getting rooms that are also that small size is a good way to not raise your expectations for what home life will be like when you return.
That's a good point. K-Man, you are
Thank you
smart.
For the tip, K-Man. I appreciate it.
Can I ask you, Andy, what's some notable sights you've taken in? I'm a European, I'm a bit of a Europe nut myself.
Yeah, K-Man's got a huge backpack. I assume you're a backpacker.
Yeah.
Well, we're sort of touring, you know, the Austro-Hungarian, former Austro-Hungarian Empire, pretty much.
That's really former. Okay, it's a weird way to conceive of that space in this age.
The former Austro-Hungarian Empire. Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Are you going to, like, where Franz Ferdinand was gunned down?
Actually, yes, we are. We're going. We're seeing the car. We're seeing where he was shot.
Serbia.
The Habsburg Empire. The Imperial Palace. We checked that out.
How many? Can I ask? Is my favorite thing about European history is the legacy of defenestrations. Prominent politicians being hurled out of windows is a way.
I'm
of
not
sort of...
kidding. We're actually going to. We're going to a castle where that happened. It was in 1300 during the, I think, the Reformation, when people like in Prague were pissed off at the Catholic Church, and the Protestants started to sort of kind of proto-Protestantism, I guess it was called.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that sound is the sound of the nerd alert.
Oh, you triggered the nerd alert, my man. You know
well, you
too
asked
much.
Me about it. You asked me. You said that. Well, I can't even...
Yeah, we didn't expect
it.
You to know.
Man. Well, that's all just part of my new hit reality show, To Catch a Nerd. I laid a trap with a word you couldn't help but leap on. And like a tiger, I speared you in a pit.
A nice one, K-Man. That's awesome.
Can I say, nerd, I feel like defenestrations, these could come back, and I'd be into it. A nice way to punish someone that's kind of gruesome, but kind of silly. Mm-hmm.
Throwing them out a window.
On three, the number one politician we'd love to see defenestrated, and I think we all know who I'm talking about. One, two, three, Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Let's toss him.
I'm not going to talk about throwing Donald Trump out the window. That's...
I heard Donald Trump fell out of the orange tree and hit every branch on the way down. What'd you say, Andy?
I said we want to vote him out of office. We don't want to murder Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm not saying murder. I don't know. I'm not telling you which floor this window's on. I just want to see him get tossed out a window.
Humpty Dumpty
style. So
you
want to see Donald Trump thrown out like a first floor window just on his butt.
Yeah, that'd be a nice, funny, embarrassing thing for the Trump man. He'd probably land on his big bottom and bounce a little and then look at the camera and go, no way, no likey.
That's a great Trump impression.
Andy, answer me this. As a politics buff, I have a political query for you.
Yes.
Do you think that Donald Trump fell out of the orange tree and hit every branch on the way down?
What a deep political question. Yes, sure.
Do you think so?
He hit all, every branch, and that's why he's fucking trying to die.
Because he's orange, bro.
Yeah, he's orange. I know he's orange. No denying that. He wears a lot of.
I don't care what side you're on. You have to admit, he is orange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Oompa Loompas?
Yeah.
From the movie Oompa Loompa?
I love them. I don't see where this is going, and I love those.
I remember. I heard that Oompa Loompa was based on Donald Trump, his orange skin.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Donald Trump's so orange, he doesn't rhyme with anything.
Oh, man. That's a good take.
I literally never heard that.
It's amazing.
Andy, can you answer me something? Because I know you're a bit of a traveler, so maybe your travels have taken you to cities wherein you would find a tangerine bank. I have a question about Tangerine Bank. Is it true that when you walk in, it's just Donald Trump there?
No, it's not. It's a bank.
And that's because he's both orange and rich.
Caveman. I'm sorry.
It's not okay. I was curious, and you settled that for me.
Andy, I actually have another question.
I don't mean to be testy with you, man. I'm sorry. I get it. Donald Trump is orange.
Okay, Andy, final question. Do you think that Donald Trump should change his name to Donald Pumpkin? Because his skin is kind of like a pumpkin.
And follow-up question, do you think he should be the star of the new David S. Pumpkins SNL sketch? David S. Trumpkins?
I would actually love to see that. I would love to see Donald Trump on SNL do David S. Pumpkins and say, like, any
that'd
questions.
Be funny.
I think he would. I honestly 100% believe if Donald Trump was voted out of office 2 years later, he could be on SNL doing that. I genuinely think that would happen.
Honestly,
I think
you're
it.
Not wrong. I could see that happening.
I'm excited for the future.
I totally could see that happening.
I'm excited for the future where a cyborg murderer is leading the United States. He's called, like, Killtron 40. And then everyone's, like, watching Donald Trump, like, throw out the first pitch at a baseball game and sort of becoming a bit nostalgic for his soft brand of leadership. Like, you know what? He was just a bit of all those things that are objectively bad. But Killtron 40 is a murderer, and he brags about it.
It's in his name.
You know? I feel like we're headed there. But here's the more important question. When Donald Trump throws out that first pitch... how orange do you think he'll look? And do you think he should more like throw out a first like free throw at a basketball game? Because that ball's more orange in my opinion.
You know what? Everardo, I like this guy. We should have him back on our My Gorgeous Son podcast.
Yeah, he's the best.
You should come on.
Yeah, I'd love to have him on.
I'd love to, man. I love your cast. I love what you guys are doing.
I have to go because we're headed to the city center of Prague.
Andy, could I say one more thing to you before you leave?
Sure thing, caveman.
Let's just say be careful about which things you put your head on when you return to your room because Silent Bob's been laying down some toots in a sort of prankster capacity, and you might be coming away with pink eye, my man.
Yeah. He is very
How
sick right now.
How many people are in my room? I thought it was just Stephen Caveman.
Silent Bob is feeling kind of sick. His stomach's not feeling good, so he is lying down.
Yeah.
Silent Bob, from the movie.
No, yeah, he's not like the movie.
But that's what he's named
He does
after.
Have big shorts and a big baggy trench coat, but no, he's not like Silent Bob.
He's wearing
okay,
a baseball
Andy?
Cap. Yeah.
He's
Silent
his own
Bob.
Guy.
He's his own guy, Andy, who's named after Silent Bob from the movies and looks exactly like him. Andy, respect Silent Bob's autonomy. Andy, I just gotta say, Silent Bob hacked a few more of the games on your desktop, and some of these things are raunchy and randy, and to be honest, caveman horny now. And Silent Bob horny too.
Can you please stay away from my computer? You don't need it. What do you need my computer for? And why are you in there? That's what the password is for.
We're almost
to keep
done.
People out.
Well, yeah, okay. We hacked that pretty easily.
It was pretty easy, Andy. We know that you love polar bear.
Yeah, singular. I love one polar bear.
Hey, that's about all that's left with Trump's global warming.
Andy, I have one question. Have you found a Subway sandwich shop in Prague or anywhere?
I've seen one in Vienna Vienna. I saw one. I've taken pictures of every Subway place.
I love that.
And what kind of sauce do they have there that's maybe different that we don't know about?
Yeah, what sauce?
Honestly, it's actually incredibly similar. I haven't had a sub. I just went in and kind of looked, but I haven't eaten anything yet. I am going to try out the Prague sub though, and I'm going to go to McDonald's too because I'm a big fan of.
We love corporations.
Heartburn. I'm a big fan of Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah. Royale with cheese. I love that part.
Nice.
I love it when they're getting hosed down. I got a question for you, Andy. Is it true
that
the
questions do you have?
Is it true that the subway artists in old Western Europe have a bit more of a classic style to their art? Is it true that if
no,
you go
man,
to sort of the
they
Netherlands,
just make the subs, they make the subs, they hate their life to every other fucking sandwich. They hate what they do. They give you a sub, and then you know it's just it's an embarrassing thing all around.
No, I don't think so, because sometimes I go into like a sort of New York modern subway, and the artistry there makes me go, you know, my kid could do that. But then I've been to like a sort of Netherlands kind of like a Rembrandt legacy subway, and I gotta say, to me, that was beautiful. Care to comment? And also, would you
I'm
care to comment
to check
on
out the Prague subs then? Because honestly, it's the art in Vienna was incredible, and the art in Prague seems fantastic. So I'll go and I'll ask a sub artist to make me a sandwich, and I'll get back to you, caveman.
It's just a little classier over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they certainly are. They really are. They have a. It's interesting. There's one thing I noticed is that you have to pay 50 cents to piss wherever you go.
50
That's
cents
weird.
To piss?
What?
You literally have to pay someone 50 cents if you want to pee, unless it's a restaurant or something. But like if it's like a public place, you gotta. There's a man
what?
Taking money.
That reminds me of my favorite Calvin pissing bumper sticker, where it's Calvin pissing, and you can tell that he's in Europe. And then as he's pissing, he's also pulling out his pockets to reveal he's all out of money. Sort of little dust flies are kind of flying out. And on his face, in a speech bubble, he's saying, oh, can I even afford this? And then Bill Watterson's leaning in and he's going, I'm mad.
I honestly am surprised that more people aren't just pissing on the walls. Although there are like little kiosks that you can use that are just like holes.
What?
To pee in. There's just like a little kiosk, and there's four holes in this. Like it's like a tube.
Oh,
there's
wait.
Four holes in the tube.
Andy,
and it's
hold
in a
up.
It's in a park or whatever. You can piss into the tube.
Andy, hold up. Silent Bob is whispering something to me. And now he's drawing
okay.
something, and he's writing something for me. And oh, my gosh. Silent Bob's saying that's what he thinks of your room. It's a kiosk for him to piss in.
Get out of my room, please.
All right. Well, we'll let you... I guess we'll let you go, Andy.
Yes, let me go. And I'm going to call my dad. He's going to get you out of there. Or just
no, he's on his way over there. He actually has a question for you. He left to go find you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He meant us to tell you that. Your dad's on his way to find you in Europe, man.
What? What?
Yeah, he called every hospital and you weren't in any of them. So he's like, I guess I better look in Europe.
Yeah.
And also we told
I am 40 years old. I should be able to like go away for 2 weeks and not have my father chase me down.
Your dad yeah. kept yeah. referring to you choosing to go to Europe as his taken situation. He's convinced that you need rescuing, even though he knows you made the choice. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because like I honestly casually told him that I was going to Europe. I told Everardo, you know, that I was going to Europe. I said, I can't do my gorgeous son because I'm going away to Europe for 2 weeks. So I don't know why he's chasing me down.
Oh. He said he had a question to ask you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants an
he
answer
just
to a question.
Called me or texted me.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
Silent Bob's a little bit on a lag because it takes him so long to write out the messages he wants me to read. But he's referencing the Taken comment I made. And he wrote, I have a very specific set of skills. And now he's farting and rolling around in agony on your bed. I think that's
what
he meant by skills.
I thought Steve was on my bed.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Yeah, he's there too.
It's a big bed, man. It's comfy as hell.
Steve and Silent Bob are just rolling around on my twin bed.
I'm not rolling. I'm just sitting here politely.
Yeah, Silent Bob's writhing around on his side of the bed.
Yeah.
Can I say too, It's been so long since I saw a waterbed, and this thing rules, man.
It's a twin waterbed.
It's
the saddest bed you can imagine.
Can I say, cool, I've never seen a waterbed with so little water left in it. It really, you feel the frame. Steve enjoying this is blowing my mind.
It's good. It's similar to when you, like, if you have one of those cushioned toilet seats like I do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what it is. Guys, I have to go.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Thank you for the chat.
Have fun, bro.
Well, take it easy. And,
okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye,
guys.
All right, we love you.
Bye, Steve got self-conscious about his voice going so high there for a second.
Sorry, that's just this guy whose house I live in and do a podcast with. So we are back here at the Everardo Stern. We'll figure out a name for this, maybe.
I think the name's good. You just got to say it with a bit more confidence, bro.
I start saying it, and then halfway through, I forget what word I'm trying to say.
Honestly, usually the word is Everardo. It's your own name.
Do you guys find it weird to have your own name?
To have my own name?
What do you mean by that?
I often don't identify with myself having a name.
Oh. To be honest, whenever my girlfriend calls me by my real name, I get worried.
It's weird.
I hate it.
It's like someone being like, this is like Steve's house. I'm like, Steve.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaks me out.
I mean, I kind of feel that way because I actually have the same name as my dad. So whenever someone calls my house and they ask for Everardo, it's like, which one, you know? It's never me either.
So weird.
May I say... You gotta own it.
Yeah, you deserve it.
You deserve that name.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I own it. I own it on twitter.com at Everardo at twitter.com. Everardo Ramirez at twitter.com. Follow me.
All right.
Wow.
I forgot what my own Twitter was and how that works. And it's not an email.
At twitter.com.
Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere
and
if you type
that
in.
And we are sponsored by twitter.com.
Yeah.
At Twitter.com.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we are also sponsored by TrampStamp.com.
That's true.
And CalvinPeeing.gov.
Weird right. That it's a .gov, but...
Yeah, Steve, are you a trivia buff?
I like to play, but...
Oh, real Garth response.
But I don't say it. I'm a modest guy. You know, we'll see what I know.
Well, hopefully you know something a little bit about art. Today we have an art-themed quiz because you are, of course, an artist.
Perfect for me.
Yeah. All right. Drumroll, please, as we launch into Ain't Nothing Bivia About Ev's Trivia. Yeah. Everardo's right. Turn. Trivia time.
So this is just a classic trivia centered around art, the theme of art.
All right, okay.
Okay, so Steve versus Caveman. Question one.
Yeah.
In 1961, Italian artist Piero Manzoni sold a can of his own human shit as art. How much did that go for?
What year was this?
1961.
Okay.
I'm going to say 60,000.
Oh, wait. It's a multiple choice. Oh. I forgot about it.
Okay.
How much did it go for? A, 500. B, 300,000. C, 1 million. Or D, 500,000.
Well, that's hard to follow those options. Bouncing all over.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily.
What was the second one?
300,000.
I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Silent Bob looks like he's got an idea and he's writing it down.
Yeah, he's got a write-in vote.
He wants me to say 500,000, but something in my back cape is tickling, and I'm going to go twitching for a clean million.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, well, unfortunately, Steve, you are correct. It's worth...
That's not unfortunate.
300,000 is what he sold the can of his own human shit for.
Wow.
Very cool.
Inspiring. Truly, that's art that makes you say, my kid could and does do that, and by kid, I mean friend, Silent Bob, currently on Andy's bed.
That's true. Silent Bob, you gotta can that and sell it.
Yeah, you gotta... Well, you're canning it, but you gotta find a lid for that thing. Silent Bob is giggling and now groaning, and now he looks sick and he's sweating.
All right, question two. How much is 300,000 worth in today with inflation?
What the hell?
Is it
A? Is this the laziest quiz in the world?
Or B, 2.52 million?
What was the first one?
600,000.
2.52 million.
This is for any math.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with this other one.
600. Yeah. Oh, Silent Bob's whispering now. He's got an answer. No, he's just asking me if there's anywhere he can put his can. I don't know, Silent Bob.
Just put it on the radiator or something.
Oh, he's putting it back in his pocket. That's no good.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are tied because Caveman's right. It is 300,000. That's worth 2.52 million.
Wow.
So think about that.
Inflation. Jeez. Inflation. Very Inflation's cool. No joke.
Okay, and final question. Sorry, I'm getting choked up. Just so inspired by it.
It's also the air is thick with Silent Bob's horrible smell.
Yeah, he's very ill.
Oh, he's licking his lips and he's...
Oh,
God.
What's he want?
Jeez.
What does he want?
He's just kind of fanning his trench coat as if to fan him, get some air. Just take it off, man. You're warm.
Yeah. So why are you pawing at the window, Silent Bob? If you want to go outside, you can go. No one's keeping you in here. Oh, he's crying.
All right. You got some issues, Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway, final question. Which modern-day disaster did Banksy provide relief for? A, 9/11, B, Hurricane Katrina, or C, the Parkland shooting?
Shit.
Banksy, famous prankster-style graffiti guy.
I gotta go with the Parkland shooting. Feels like that was, you know, big deal.
It does feel like kind of his justice. World. That's yeah, his like world. Social justice stuff.
I'm going to go to 9/11. It's where my personal interest lies.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like maybe like Dark. A George Bush, but it's actually Mickey Mouse or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's actually, you're both wrong. Oh. And it is Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
Banksy visited the remains of Hurricane. He went to New Orleans and graffitied rubbish.
Oh.
Rubble.
Okay. And that helped.
And that was just to kind of, he's like, this is going to increase morale.
Yeah.
And that's a true fact about Banksy.
He put Mickey Mouse ears on rubble.
Yeah. They're like, it's kind of like, he drew like, a Ronald McDonald kind of like cleaning up the rubble.
Yeah, kind of
like
rubbing his hands together.
And a lot of people were like, is that even really what your style is? Like, why is he helping?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he's like, I don't know. I fucking rushed this.
Who do you guys think Banksy is? If you had to guess one person, who's Banksy?
I've heard he's the guy from Massive Attack, but I think he's not that.
Will Smith.
I think it's actually Marie from Donnie and Marie.
Okay, and I'd have to hard go with Donnie.
Donnie, wow.
Yeah, it's interesting you said Marie, because I've always thought it's Donnie. Wow. Donnie Osmond.
That's cool.
I saw him on Vegas once, and in the middle of his act, he went, having fun. I was like, where'd that accent come from? And he kind of flipped us the two, you know, the backwards two that means bad things in Britain.
True.
And then we were all like, whoa, that was weird. And then he went, sorry about that, folks. And then he kept singing, but then at one point,
you might be onto something.
Kind of a blip.
Because there was that latest Banksy piece, and it was just kind of like, he just kind of found, he graffitied on part of Trump's border wall, the part that's already built, and he just kind of graffitied red and yellow and green and brown and auburn and kind of the whole Joseph and the Amazing Theme Color, all the colors.
Joseph and the Amazing Theme Color.
I mean, dream color.
Was Donny Osmond in that?
I think that's mostly what he's known for.
Man, I don't know. I gotta buff up on my Donnie facts. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's that, Silent Bob? Oh, he's just whimpering. And you gotta go outside if you want to, Silent Bob. He's so sad. He's reaching into his pocket and he's pulling out a second trench coat. Don't put that on. You're already overheating. He's putting it on.
He is putting on the Joseph of the Amazing Technicolor dream coat.
Oh, it's a dream coat.
Very cool.
Wow, very cool, Silent Bob. Getting in on the action. He's giving us a shaky thumbs up while he's so pale and sweaty, and he looks like he's dying.
It looks like he's about to launch into the whole musical number. You don't have to do this. You are too weak.
He's writing out the musical number in lieu of singing it. Interesting. Silent Bob, I love you. Well, could I just say, best of luck, Steve.
Thank you.
And can I just say you are welcome to come back on the podcast anytime. And if you need some time, you can probably just stay here. Both of you, feel free to make yourself at home. Yeah. And
I could use a nap.
Yeah. I mean, I do think Silent Bob is going to be taking up a lot of space, but we can find a little nook for ourselves.
Well, I got the house to myself, and we can do whatever we want. Anyway, that's the end of the first podcast, I guess.
Yeah, quick shout out to our favorite local Toronto comedian of the moment, Jordan Brown, who does good work. Steve, are you familiar with her work?
I have taken a gander.
Do you know where we could find her online or elsewhere?
You could probably follow her at Perry7Platypus7.
Very cool.
Easy to remember.
You can email her by the same email, Perry7Platypus7@gmail.com.
If you're wondering how you can get in touch with Jordan Brown, first thing that comes to mind, Perry7Platypus7.
Do you think she regrets at all time stamping her identity with a Phineas and Ferb reference from the mid-2000s?
I don't think so. And
it's kind of timeless.
I don't think her little brother regrets making his Twitter account Nolan7Platypus.
Wait, who's that?
It's her little brother.
And who's Nolan's platypus? Oh, Nolan's the name
of
him.
Nolan is the name of her brother.
Wow.
Who, years after her, made his Twitter Nolan7Platypus because he couldn't think of anything else.
Oh, wow.
That actually kind of ages better, I think. Nolan, it's kind of like a weird nickname that no one knows about.
Yeah. I can see Christopher Nolan directing a movie called Platypus where Tom Hardy had to wear a beak the whole time. Show us his face, Chris. Show us his face.
Follow Nolan Platypus.
Follow Nolan Platypus. Perry7Platypus7.
Yeah, if you want to
Instagram.com.
Follow a young, up-and-coming Toronto comedian's younger brother, Nolan Platypus.
Hilarious guy. Check him out.
Doesn't tweet.
Doesn't tweet. Doesn't need to. That's the Nolan magic.
He's just hanging onto that handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank everyone for listening.
Thank everyone for listening. A clean dismount. Foot caught in the stirrups, getting dragged by the horse.
Thanks everyone for listening, and be sure to like and subscribe on iTunes. Is iTunes still around? I heard it's shutting down, actually.
Yeah, Apple Music.
What is that going to mean? I don't know.
Apple Podcasts?
And to all my back cape folks, don't forget to plug your cape into a wall tonight and recharge your powers and see what goo comes out. You might be surprised.
And also be sure to check out foodbox.com. Are you too lazy to chop your own cucumbers? They can come in a box and you can make stir fry. And thank you, caveman.
Oh, wow.
This is great.
And I'd just like to direct everyone's attention to Silent Bob, who appears to be shedding one layer of his skin and is crawling out of it like a snake. And I believe, actually, we've been looking at the skin the shedded skin of Silent Bob for a while now. Silent Bob has escaped to somewhere else in the house.
Oh, shit.
So well, I'm going to track him down.
Very cool. All right. Well, okay. Bye.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.